Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
One, two, three, four, five. Plus.
I lost it there.
Ahoy. How about that?
Full on cowboy boy. Blip, blip.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee.
Blazers.
It is time for the club.
Damn right.
Are you ready?
Not really, but
are you ready?
Let's do it anyways.
Try it again, please.
Mainly because we only have like 2 minutes and we're supposed to break. So.
Try it again, please.
That is a great one, by the way.
Try it again, please.
I don't understand your question. Try it again. You do have to be careful. If you, the long-winded press conference question / statement, that can be a bit rough. We've all been there.
Yeah. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Reporter sounded a little nervous. It's just like, ask the question. Like, hey, your offensive struggles have come to a critical point in the season. Anybody going to suffer for that? Like, it's a really simple question.
I often laugh at a little bit of that. Like, I understand that no one wants to piss off the coach, but, like, I've heard so many times from people that were like, well, covering Bobby Knight was so scary. Why? Because a fat old man was going to yell at you? I got told years ago that, like, you have to be careful around Rasheed Wallace. What's he going to do? What, glare at me? Okay. Be my guest.
I've heard stories of Blazers fans, like, in the last 5 years or so, going up to Rasheed and be like, dude, I loved you. Loved watching you play for my Blazers. And he's like, F you.
Okay. Like, okay. Dude, my dream, like someone was like, dude, he's so scared. My dream is to get slapped by a coach or a player. I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Cha-ching.
Yes. Call the advocates. Uncle Suki needs a new pair of shoes and probably a sunroom on the back of his house. Let's go. I just don't understand the idea that you let these coaches, the Jim Calhouns of the world, rattle you. Dude, you're just an old fat guy. Stop it. That you like to bully people.
So can a tiger lick your skin off?
I'm guessing yes, because the tongue barb I know is a thing.
Yeah, you want to Google tiger tongue. All you got to do is Google tiger tongue, mm-hmm. and you'll see it. But yes, the tiger's tongue is made up of...
Yeah, that magnified is, by the way, is terrifying.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Is that the scariest, by the way, is that the scariest thing to walk on the earth?
You know what?
Is the tiger?
There was an interview with, I don't know, some sort of Crocodile Dundee type bro. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like what do you call him? Like wildlife expert?
Yeah. The Jack Hannas of the world?
He said, no question, a Bengal tiger is the baddest thing on the planet.
Right?
Like, it has everything.
Yeah.
And its tongue, so it won't lick you to death because if a tiger is licking you, mm-hmm. it's out of affection, much like a cat.
Oh, okay.
But
that's so. It's
if
not
it
an
did,
angry,
it's no, not it's, an angry it won't licking. Angry lick. But what it does do, it has those barbs on its tongue.
Yeah.
And it can lick the skin off of its, you know, off of its kill. Damn. That's what it does.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. It's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
So just a barbed wire tongue, basically ripping your
pretty
skin
much.
Off?
So imagine just sitting there, and you got a tiger laying next to you, and he's just licking you like, oh, I love you, man.
Yeah.
And your skin's coming off.
This is also why you don't have a pet. Now, do other big cats?
No.
Do they not have this, like cheetahs no. or jaguars, or this is a tiger only thing?
I think it's a Bengal tiger only thing.
Huh.
But I'm not positive.
The tiger is just. I was watching the Jungle Book the other day. Not the real one. The live action one, and even in an animated or CGI 3D thing, the Shere Khan is still the most terrifying thing in the world. Screw the King of the Jungle, and lions are equally scary, but they're nothing compared to a tiger. The tiger is the scary. I just can't think of anything scarier. Staring at you. Like if something was walking towards you, you're like, well, this is this is happening. Please make it quickly, as opposed to, I don't know, licking my skin off.
What doesn't it have? It has speed.
Yes.
It has it
can climb, it's got razor sharp claws,
yeah.
It's got teeth, it's got a bite force that
it's
can bite
huge.
Through anything. It's
it
enormous.
Can tackle you,
yes.
It can chase you down, it can just bite your neck. I mean, like you have no chance.
No. The most poetic justice, but also the scariest thing that's ever happened, are those two dip-esses in San Francisco that were throwing the rocks at the tiger, and the tiger jumped out of the cage and hunted them down. I cannot think of a scarier scenario to end your life. You and your idiot friend are high, and you're like, I'm going to go to the zoo and throw stuff at this tiger. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the tiger jumped and used one of the dude's like legs to help pry himself out of the cage, killed the one, and then hunted the other one down and got them both. I believe that's the way the story goes, but I may have some details wrong, but I think it's somewhere in that range. And I just can't imagine. You're having a nice, friendly day at the zoo, and then you see a literal monster. That thing is a monster from another dimension. That just jumps at you, and then what do? You, like you say, you can't run from it, you can't fight it off, nothing. You just curl up in a ball, and you accept your fate, and it's your ass, Mr. Postman.
They're stronger than lions.
Yes.
And they're more agile than lions.
Yeah.
They're faster than lions.
Yeah, the lion's kind of a candy ass compared to the tiger.
A little bit. And the tiger can bring down prey twice its size.
Yeah. And it can swim as well. It can do a little. It can do a little kitty paddle.
So I mean, short of the gorilla,
dude, I think that tiger's kicking that gorilla's ass.
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's a good one.
What'd your guy say? Scariest thing walking the planet?
Yeah, he did say Bengal tiger.
Bengal tiger.
Man. I mean, that's like speed versus power, right?
Well, there's a lot of power in the Bengal tiger.
Yeah, but I'm trying to. Obviously, I'm like going like top physical attribute here.
Let's see. Yeah, it's an AI says a Bengal tiger would likely win a fight against a gorilla due to its superior size, speed, and weaponry.
Yeah.
Although a gorilla has a stronger bite force and incredible strength, the tiger's hunting style of ambushing and its ability to deliver fatal neck bites or suffocate prey with its strong jaws and powerful claws give it a decisive advantage over the gorilla. Mm. Yeah, because if you think about it, the gorilla, as badass as a gorilla is, what's it going to do to kill it instantly?
Yeah, it's got hands. Once the tiger gets a hold of your neck and starts biting,
yeah,
you're hooped.
It's like the Jake the Snake.
Yeah, just the constrictor sort of thing.
What was the Jake the Snake? Was it the DDT?
Oh, yeah, that was like,
Didn't he drop you with the DDT?
Yeah, the tiger DDT.
The tiger has a DDT.
Yeah,
off the top rope.
2007, San Francisco Zoo, a Siberian tiger escaped and killed a 17-year-old Carlos Sousa while injuring his two other friends. The brothers were mauled after the tiger first attacked who was trying to save them. Police had to shoot and kill the tiger. They were taunting the tiger, and it literally jumped out of its cage. It just... And that's the other one. They can jump out of, they can jump like 10 feet in the air. They're out there throwing down dunks. No. Yeah. Nothing scarier.
Up next, we have Vancouver Man news on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Before we get to our Vancouver Man news, somebody texted this in, and I'm reading it now, but apparently back in 1997 in Russia,
yeah,
Siberian tiger, let me just read a little portion of this to you. At the center of this story is a man named Vladimir Markov,
okay,
a poacher who met a grisly end in the winter of 1997 after he shot and wounded a tiger and then stole part of the tiger's kill. The injured tiger hunted Markov down in a way that appears to be chillingly premeditated. The tiger stalked out Markov's cabin, systematically destroyed anything that had Markov's scent on it, and then waited by the front door for Markov to come home. This wasn't an impulsive response. The tiger was able to hold this idea over a period of time. The animal waited for 12 to 48 hours before attacking. When Markov finally appeared, the tiger killed him, dragged him into the bush, and ate him. Jeez. The eating may have been secondary. I think he killed him because he had a bone to pick.
Okay.
That's one of the people they're quoting in the story. The other central character is Yuri Trush, the head of the local squad of anti-poaching unit known as Inspection Tiger. I'm just reading, sorry.
I like that the tiger kind of, you know, he was like, all right, man, you shot me and took my kill. It's payback, bitch. It's John Wick style.
There are some scary animals out there that are that smart, like crows. They recognize people's faces. Yeah. I'm assuming tigers can, too, with this knowledge. Good God.
Well, I don't know that they can recognize faces. But I'm guessing scent, you know?
Yeah, like, there you go.
I mean, by the way, the rest of this I'm reading through, that's the gist of the story.
Yeah.
Basically, the tiger, he got shot, wounded, and was like, F you, dude. I'm going to find your ass.
Yeah.
And while the guy was still out hunting, eating part of the tiger's kill, he went to his cabin and freaking waited for him.
You know what?
And then ate him.
I'm team in these cases. I'm team tiger.
Me too, bro.
So I was reading the story on San Francisco. The attack, this is in 2007, and while I do feel bad that one young man lost his life and the other two were permanently, like, they were effed up, I don't feel bad what happened. So there was two brothers and a friend. They all got drunk. They had blood alcohol levels twice the legal limit. They had all been high, and they were not only throwing rocks and pine cones, but they had slingshots and were shooting it at the tiger. And then, yes, they do believe that one of the dumbasses climbed over a 5-foot fence and dangled their legs into the tiger cage, like, ha ha ha, taunting it. And there was a 30-foot moat of water, and then the wall was 12.5 feet high. It was supposed to be at least 16 feet high, or at least that was the recommendation, because tigers can jump 16 feet. But they figured because the moat was 30 feet, it was safe. The son of a gun jumped the 30-foot moat. Apparently, tigers can jump 30 feet across. So it jumped 30 feet across, grabbed someone's legs that were dangling from a 12.5-foot wall, and then used its back legs into the concrete and my man's legs to climb up out of the cage, mauled him, Yeah. The other two went to try to fight it off. It mauled the one while the other one ran away. It left that, went and tracked down the other kid at a cafe some 300 feet away. And
wow.
Yeah.
So it can't, like, AI is saying tigers do have sharp memories. They can remember individuals' faces and scents, especially if a person has harmed them.
Well,
it's a thing.
Apparently it knows.
Dude, tigers hold grudges, man.
Don't throw pine cones at it.
I love that.
You brought a slingshot. So the one kid that was dead was found near the cafe grotto. He had blunt force injuries to his head and neck, many punctures and scratches to his head, neck, and chest. And his skull was fractured and his spine was broken. And just for S's and giggles, his jugular vein was ripped out. I give you, don't taunt the Bengal tiger. Now, while that's a horrible death that I don't wish on anyone, who thinks it's a great idea to then... Is that some sort of karma?
It's natural selection kicking in. Like, win stupid prizes if you participate in stupid games, right? Like, that, I just... Yikes.
Now to Vancouver, man.
Yeah.
And it is along... Unfortunately, it is along these lines. Mm.
What are we doing now?
Your brethren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprised you didn't read about this.
No. Maybe I did. I'm not aware. A lot of stuff happens in and out of the Coos, man.
Primetime Yellowstone National Park.
Oh. I have not seen this. I was not aware of Yellowstone being invaded by Vancouver, man.
A man who risked death by approaching a pack of wolves in the middle of Yellowstone National Park was captured in wild video by horrified bystanders.
Oh, boy.
The clip shows a man in a white scarf striding across an open field towards a group of five black wolves.
What could possibly go wrong?
While a crowd of parkgoers watched in alarm, this was on October 6th. This could be very bad for that guy, somebody was heard saying in the video.
This dude's just like, he's just skipping towards him.
Which was first posted to the aptly named Facebook group Yellowstone National Park Invasion of the Idiots.
Yeah.
The man in the scarf was initially backing away from the animals, but as they bounded toward him and appeared to begin surrounding him, he started advancing at them and came within feet of several of them, waving something in his hand.
It looks like he's maybe got some bear mace or something.
Yeah, he maced him.
Yeah.
And somebody in the video shouts, hey, get the hell away from him. Back up. Before he raises his hand and fires off what appears to be a shot of bear spray.
Yeah, you see it here.
The wolves eventually back off and went on their way, while the man in the scarf was later seen returning from the field and acting erratically as he went. Prompting people to speculate that he was very high on some sort of drug.
Yeah. And again, does this make me a bad person that I kind of want the wolves to rip him apart? Like, I'm rooting for the wolves.
Nah, I mean, I don't.
No, I mean, you know. I know I should be team people. Like, I should be on the side of my kind, but...
I don't think so.
I'm really not.
People are awful.
Yes, people are awful. Like, that guy literally went there because he wanted to mace a wolf.
Well, it sounds like he was wasted.
Yeah. Well, then, if you're high on bath salts, don't go to Yellowstone.
He was from Vancouver, Washington.
Ah.
So. Shocking.
Yeah, it kind of was like, as I was watching that video, I was hoping, like, as he sprayed the one that the two others would circle around and then just, you know, grab him. Maybe not kill him, but, like, you know, I don't know, rip an ass cheek off or something.
Do you think that video would be wild to watch?
That would be wild to watch.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't have many of those on film.
No, wolves stay away from people. They want nothing to do with you. Until your dumbass in your white scarf comes bounding across Yellowstone. A lot of those Yellowstone videos, you see the bison. It's always some moron that wants to pet a buffalo, and then the buffalo just stomps its ass.
Can we offer a little credit to your Vancouver man for how he handled that? I mean, he did get out of there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I mean,
he
did seem quite calm.
Yeah.
Especially if he was all messed up on bath salts and facing an entire
wolf
pack.
Perhaps if he turns and runs, he gets tackled and eaten.
That's true. Yeah.
So, you know. And he had the bear mace.
He did have if you are going to be a moron and go bounding into Yellowstone, the bear mace is probably a good idea. Now the question becomes, could you bear mace the tiger? Or does the tiger just look at you and like, whatever?
I don't think you could bear mace a tiger. I really don't. Do they have tiger mace?
You can mace a bear, but like, does the tiger or the bear, does the tiger take it personally? And they're like, yeah, I don't care. I'm coming for you. Kind of frightening.
I mean, does bear mace work on a bear?
I mean, people in Alaska carry it. Yeah. I've never maced a bear. My dad never carried it. My dad carried a big-ass handgun, but there are, you know, there's
what exactly is bear mace?
I think it's just a magnified, it's a more potent pepper spray. And it comes in a big, like some of the pepper spray is just like a little stream. Bear mace is like a huge cloud. And then I think there's something in there that it sticks, it attaches itself.
Bear spray and pepper spray are different because of the capsaicin concentration. So bear spray, it's a lower concentration of the peppery stuff, but it gives a larger cloud for deferring large animals.
So it just buys you a little time?
Yeah.
Is that what it does?
No. Yeah, essentially. It just gives you a bigger area to hit because the animal is bigger.
All right.
I mean, it's better than nothing, but... I'd prefer to have the thing that goes bang. Or just do this. Don't piss off the animals and go where you're not supposed to go. It's not that hard. Now, I've never been attacked by wolves because I don't go approaching wolves.
I'm going to put you on, I don't know, 10 acres.
Sure.
On those fenced 10 acres are 5 black wolves.
Yeah. Why do they have to be black?
Well, because they were black in the story.
I don't like that we've turned this into a racial wolf. You're pulling a Schultzy right now. And I'm not here
Schultzy
for it.
Doesn't like the blacks.
Yeah. Schultzy wants the white wolves.
Yeah.
See how it is.
Great white sharks, you know? Mm-hmm.
So I'll put you in these 10 acres, mm-hmm. and you're hanging out in there.
Yeah, bouncing around, doing cool woodsy things.
With 5 black wolves.
Yeah.
Or you can go next door,
yeah.
go through a gate,
yeah.
and next door is 10 acres,
yeah.
but there's a Bengal tiger in there.
The wolves, every single time.
Every time.
Not even close.
What if you have to survive 36 hours?
But not even close. The wolves, every single time.
You don't think the wolves would hunt you down?
Wolves, for the most part, want nothing to do with people.
Scaredy cats.
They're scaredy cats. They're isolated. They hunt weak things. You stay away from them. They're not coming after you. Dude, that Bengal tiger gets a whiff of you, that thing is coming to look, and you got no chance. At least with a wolf, you can put your back to something. You can act bigger. You might be able to scare one off, even if it does decide to come your way and it's a pack. Dude,
what about 20 wolves?
I don't think there is. Well, then you maybe just into a raw numbers game.
That's what I'm saying. Taking your chances with 20 wolves or one Bengal tiger. Who you might be friend.
Be nice
to it.
I think
you might be like, hey, you're cool.
Richard Parker.
I'll just lick you.
Yeah. No, me and Richard Parker are not. That's the life of Life of Pi, by the way, is the tiger in that. I don't think there's a scenario where you're getting me to pick anything other than what isn't the tiger. Even like bears. For like a 10 acres and you put a brown bear in there. Now, polar bear, you might get me with that. Because the polar bear will hunt you down. But for the most part, the bear wants to be left alone. It is my understanding that the tigers hunt. And apparently, they take things personally. And they're like, why are you here? I don't like you.
Don't tell any tiger jokes out there.
Yes.
Polar bears, they are not cute. They are probably the most violent bear out there, actually.
Yes, they are. They're Now, that's the thing is if you... Polar bear, I think I'm still taking the polar bear because I can climb a tree. And the polar bear can stand up on its hind legs for 15, 16 feet, but the tiger can climb the tree. It can jump 16 feet in the air and climb the tree. So I think I'm still taking the polar bear.
Why
over.
Are you assuming we have trees on our 10 acres?
Well, then we're...
What if there's a pond?
Either way, the polar bear and the tiger can
And
both
in
swim.
The pond is a hungry alligator.
I'll take the gator. Gators aren't that scary.
Okay, wait. So you're on 10 acres.
Yeah.
There's a pond and nowhere else to hide. But in the pond is an alligator. But out on the 10 acres is the tiger.
I'm in the water.
You're going in the water?
In the water every time.
Yeah, you don't know where that thing is, though, dude.
I
it could be just swimming. It's like right under you. Like, you can't see.
I don't care.
takes a bite out of your foot.
I want nothing to do with that tiger. I at least feel like with the gator or the croc, if you can get your hands on its mouth, you can keep it shut. And like you can kind of like lay on top of it. What are you going to, like, there's just nothing. There's no scenario that you get out of there with the tiger unless the tiger decides to lick you and then like become your friend. And even then you're losing skin. It's just, I just don't know if there's a scarier animal to be in.
What are you doing, tiger? Are you going to go for the eyes?
Dude, no.
Poke his little eye out.
I curl up.
Tiger eye.
I just curl up in a ball and hope for it. Like I give it my neck and hopefully that's over quickly. Because I think for a lot of those big cats, they grab you by the neck and they either strangle you or break your neck. And at least then it's trying to be over, as opposed to me trying to fight back against it. And then I just get my ass kicked for longer.
It says to focus. First, it literally says in every single way, shape, or form, do not fight a tiger. Do not get out of that situation if you can. Yeah. But the sensitive areas to target would be the eyes, nose, and the mouth. Those are soft spots where you could apparently inflict some pain.
Yeah, I'm just going to punch him.
Yeah.
That ought to go well.
I mean, like, think about it. Even a great white shark in the water, I think, is less scary than a tiger. Because, again, you've heard stories of people, like, punching, like, tiger or, like, sharks in the snout. Or the shark biting you and then being like, well, this isn't really what I'm looking for. You just learned that the tiger holds grudges. You punching it, all it's going to do is piss it off. Be like, yeah, you just punched me, dude.
I actually just read a story about a great white, I think, off the coast of Australia that bit a surfer and let it go.
We talked about that the other day.
See?
We played the audio, remember?
Yeah.
Of the bro. He's like, I thought I was done for, mate.
See?
Guess what? I'm going back out tomorrow.
Yeah, dude. That's a whole other ball game.
I love life. Crikey.
And, like, tigers are only in India, so, like, reason 875,000 not to go to India. And, by the way, people do get killed by tigers in India on a somewhat regular basis.
Yeah, much like the bears in Japan. Did you see what they're doing with the bears in Japan now?
Aren't they, like, don't they have, like, they're out, like, hunting them now?
Well, yeah, they brought in the
bear police.
The military.
Yeah.
But they're, it's actually kind of smart. They're flying drones,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting barking dogs.
Yeah.
On the drones.
That's kind of cool.
And then they can fire a firework if they need to scare the bears away.
Interesting.
But yeah, bears are killing people left and right in Japan.
I know. Freaking bears, man.
Watch the tigers migrate over there. They're like, yeah, watch this. you ain't seen nothing yet.
The bears are scary. You have it over to Osaka. Next thing you know, you're dealing with a GD tiger.
All right, we got a break. Let's go to Schulte with SportsCenter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We don't have it. I have it. Here comes Rob. He's got you.
Hi there.
Rob had to go deal with tiger-induced fear pee.
I've got Rob right here, actually. I'll just lick you.
There you go.
I'll just lick you.
Someone said, what if we gave you a stick? Well, then that's... We're fine.
Yeah, you could rough talk him.
As long as you got a stick.
Get.
Give me a pine cone or a rock to throw at it. Works so well for those kids in San Francisco. Well, it's a good thing we're smart because we're quite candy asses when it comes to the animal world.
Yeah, well, we really don't have much of a chance. Nah. We just have our brains. But even that, like you see Vancouver Man and it's like, do we have brains? You know?
Yeah.
Why do kids like throwing stuff so much? Like, why rocks at things and people? Why do we throw eggs at houses? Like, my when I was in high school, stupid, we got like those little hot sauces from, you know, Mexican restaurants around town that are like in those plastic containers. And we would go throw them at cars. Like, why? Why do we do these things?
Well, because you're kids.
Yeah, what else?
And you're dumb.
Yeah, when it's, you're all just horned up.
Kids are dumb.
You don't know what to do.
Just got to throw stuff.
Well, horny about it.
You know what? If you really want an answer, the best I could, you know, the best I could come up with is, I think that when you're a kid, not only are you dumb, you're a follower. You know, so all it takes is one dumbass to suggest something.
Yeah.
And you're doing it too.
Sure.
Because I remember egging houses.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that wasn't my, like,
no
I
one
just,
ever, no one ever eggs a house on your own.
Yeah.
It's just you get it.
It's
well,
like, oh, yeah, let's go do this. Well, that's a great idea. And even though you know it's a terrible
well,
idea.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, it's the group mentality. The I mean, they've done studies on that. Like, one person rarely causes a problem, but you get 10 of them together, and next thing you know, you're burning something down. Yeah, it's that. It's, you're bored, you got a group mentality, you're a bunch of morons, one of you suggests something, and no one wants to be the killjoy, next thing you know, you're throwing eggs.
Well, and kids don't have, they're
the brains aren't developed
yet. Their brains aren't developed, they don't have the decision making. You can't discern, like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's probably terrible, you're just like, yeah, let's go do that.
The amount of things...
Can't wait to go to jail with you, bro.
Right? The amount of things that I did when I was a kid that should have had massive repercussions on my life, and I'm grateful that they did not. I mean, it's staggering. And nowadays, by the way, kids aren't any... I don't think kids are any worse. Just everything's caught on camera. Like, every time a kid does something stupid now, someone videos it. Can you imagine if you had a camcorder going or a phone every time you did something as a kid? You're like, yeah.
We were pretty lucky.
Exactly. Dude, I once stole the archery set from my high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they had like a big...
Is that nice?
Well,
no.
It wasn't the best. But yeah, we...
Nah.
There was a big garbage bin. Said like Mountain View High School on it. And it had a couple bows. And then like, you know, you would shoot the little archery crappy sets in gym class. We were in my backyard and we were shooting them because why wouldn't we? And someone had the bright idea to, I don't even remember if it was me or one of my friends, but we would shoot it straight up in the air because why wouldn't you? And someone shot one and started drifting over the house and we like panicked. And I was like, oh crap. And we came out and my mom was in the front yard talking to one of her friends, like in the car. And I'm not going to say it like came super close to my mom, but it was within like 5 feet.
God.
And it like stuck in the ground. Like, let's say like. Yeah, 5 to 7 feet. Needless to say, the bow and arrows did not stick around. Like, my mom was, it was not good. And
she's
I was like,
what is that?
Yeah. And like, you're like, yeah, she's just sitting there and she had no idea that we had the bows and arrows. And she's just like, all of a sudden, an arrow comes out of the sky. And you're just like, and my mom's like, what? And then you're, of course, holding the bow and you're like,
what's going on, mom? Somebody's hunting.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, that was one of those moments where I did get in some trouble. The bow, the bows were immediately removed. And, you know, that's like one of those funny, dumb stories that my mom would always tell about me. But in reality, I could have killed my mom. Like, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, my mom, like, as the story goes on, you know, of course, as the years went on, my mom got closer and closer. You know,
yeah,
it was within... You know, it was
almost hit her straight between the eyes.
Yeah, there was plenty of distance, and I don't know if that arrow would have got. It's a crappy, you know, PE arrow. It wouldn't have been good. I don't think my mom would have been like, ha ha. And like, I don't know, why did we do that? Couldn't tell you.
No answer.
We were working out one day in the summer. We were lifting weights, and as we walked by, someone had left a closet door open, and there was a big barrel that said Mountain View Archery on it. And someone had the bright idea. I bet that'd fit in the back of our car. I bet it would. And now we've got bows and arrows. And no one at 16 or 17 years old should have access to a big tub of bows and arrows. It's a recipe for disaster. We're like, hey, this is a funner version of lawn darts. Oh, hey, great.
You could shoot some tigers. Actually, yeah.
Boy, I'm still going to say no. You imagine like a Bengal tiger staring down my shaky ass with a Mountain View bow and arrow. I'm like, oh, this will work real well.
All right, well, we got to go now. A lot of hot animal talk.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow talk. You know.
Bunch of morons out there.
People dying. People stupid.
Humans being, supposedly being like, you know, top of the food chain because of their stupid brains.
And yet we're all so dumb.
We're so dumb. And we're getting eaten by tigers.
It's amazing how we ended up here.
Man, and this Vancouver man, too. I think we're making fun of him because he lived, right? If he died, you'd be hearing calls from people like, hey, you can't talk badly about him. He passed away. It's like, no, you need to highlight the stupidity of people's deaths more.
Yeah, not here. We'd be making fun of him.
Good.
I guarantee you, Sue could be making fun of him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we sure do. But not for long. Because, well, show's over.
Yeah.
Baby.
I got to get to a Hustler store.
Hell yeah. Why is that?
Do they still have those?
Yeah, there's one by my house. And I always laugh because I was like, who the hell goes into Hustler? And my gal does like Friendsgiving. So she invites like friends over and they play this card game called Nerds. It's like a gin rummy solitaire game. And all you need is just different cards. No, everyone has to have their own deck of cards. So she goes on there and she buys like this, you know, this set. It's a nerd set, but it's like seven decks of cards and there's nothing special to them. They're just cards. They all just look different. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy my own deck of cards. I'm going to buy my own deck of cards for Friendsgiving because we're going to play nerds. And so I've taken it upon myself. I am going to buy nudie cards. For
oh,
the
nice.
Day. So I started,
yeah.
So I looked on Amazon and I was like, I'm just going to buy it. Like, you can't buy nudie cards on Amazon. And I was like, well, that's kind of lame. So then I looked up like where to like get nudie cards from. And like, I was like, order them, whatever. And it popped up and then the Hustler store sells them. So my gal went out of town today. And so on the way home, I feel like I need to swing by my local Hustler store and peruse their dirty playing cards so that I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
If you can't get dirty nudie cards at the Hustler store, what is it even open for?
Exactly.
So I want to report.
Yeah. For years, I thought to myself, what is happening inside the Hustler store? Tonight, I find
nice.
Out.
Nice. I want tomorrow a list of the top five items at the Hustler store.
Well, I'll bring in the nudie cards as well.
Please do.
Would you like a deck?
No.
No?
I don't. Don't need that.
Just wondering, maybe you, maybe you and the missus would like a deck, you know?
I think it'd be cheeky and fun.
Yeah.
The only reason I don't want a deck of nudie cards is we have cards everywhere at our house.
But not these cards.
We have decks of cards, literally. I do not want another deck of cards. I don't care if there are T's on them.
Also, the BTJ's company Christmas party is coming up, and they do white elephant gifts, so I think two with one stone, right?
Yeah, like, you can get a lot of stuff there.
I would think so.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I decided that the day out of town, what to do? Hustler.
We will be back tomorrow, okay? Everybody have a great night. 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.